bathrooms and then a shared one. So help yourself if you need that. And we're going to have some remarks by Hamza, and then
Vice President
of the MSA at Chapel Hill. And then we're going to ask that you at your tables answer three questions. Well, let's have Hamza speak first, and then I'll show you what your tasks are. So.
Hello, everyone. Greetings. So I just want to clarify again, I'm the vice president. If the president knew there were any sort of like miscommunication, she would kill me. So, so good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Hamza Butler. I am a UNC undergraduate and the acting vice president for UNC-MSA. It is truly a pleasure to see you all gathered here today, and I recognize a number of faces. Some of you I've gotten to know over the years and this past summer. And I hope in the coming future that I become acquainted with the rest of you I do not know. So the past year was very difficult for us, specifically the community, the Muslim community, in a number of very complicated ways. Many of us have been tested academically, spiritually, physically, and mentally as we navigated through the spaces in this community. We were challenged with realities that affected us each in our own way. Personally, I found myself challenged to question death, justice, and the goal of liberation. My perceptions creeped under the strain of taken life and the resulting ripples of distress that echoed throughout my individual and the shared Muslim psyche. Notably, I and many close to me have found it increasingly difficult to perceive injustice in mere numbers, to see those killed directly or indirectly as another statistic, because the names, lives, and legacies, even in their singularity, are people intrinsically intertwined in the realities of us and others. So I ask that while we push for reform, recognition, research, and emancipation, we not forget the names and nuanced lives taken in projects of injustice. That we not forget Tanisha Anderson, Ahed Bucker, Arika Morgan, Candace Capri, Amber Monroe, Maya Hall, Sheikh Hussein, Dia Barakat, Yusur Abu Salha, and Razan Abu Salha. There's a widely known verse from our holy book, the Quran, and it states, "O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice. Witness for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parents and relatives. Whether one is rich or poor, Allah or God is more worthy of both. So follow not personal inclination, lest you not be just. And if you distort your testimony or refuse, then indeed God is ever with what you do." We have a number of projects and initiatives hoping to uphold these ideals of justice and liberation. Coming up, and this month actually is our Islam Awareness Month. And our biggest event we have in the end of the month is Fastathon. And it's an event that's held by MSAs all across the country. And for us specifically, UNC-MSA, we hold the event annually, and among other things, we intend for it to create awareness about underlying determinants of hunger, discrimination, systemic violence, and the intricacies of the Islamic faith tradition. For as long as we've been holding it, we've donated all of funds generated to local community organizations, and also this year we're donating to a national one. So for this year, we're donating to the Compass Center. They're down the street. It's the Compass Center for Women and Families. They do a lot of legal representation for women who have been battered in their homes. And we hope this is a step we can take to contribute to our community and also let them know that in being here and being members, that what we do is interconnected and how we act and how we support each other, at the end of the day, supports all of us. And another initiative that I've been working with Chief Blue and a number of the community members, including the Director for Student Legal Services, Fran Muse, is Project MODA. And it essentially is an initiative that intends to collect data to act as a counterpoint to the systematically supported notion that Islamophobia neither exists nor affects the livelihoods of American Muslims and those racially, ethnically, and religiously profiled as such. Manifestations of this oppression range from local to national, from slur to an execution, from harassment and stalking to hyper-surveillance by the state and from racial profiling to unwarranted arrests. And I think it's important when we talk about feeling safe that not only do we understand that we want to feel safe from individual community members, but also institutions, that when we step onto our university campus, when we interact with our officers, that we feel safe in interacting with these governments, with these bodies of people that literally control how we conduct our lives. And it is imperative as individuals and as a community that we speak truth to the realities of injustice, that we address them in ways that are legitimate and sustainable, that we stray away from intellectual laziness and the hypocrisy often resulting from it. Everyday lives are disproportionately taken and legacies are cut short, leaving families and communities with an absence that for some can be unbearable. In our pursuit for social, political, and economic equality, it is important that we do not forget the centrality of justice within the Islamic faith tradition and in general notions of community. We mustn't forget to stand firmly. Thank you.
Thank you, Hamza. One of the logistics that I did not mention, and that's that there are two news reporting people here, and I wanted to identify them and give folks an opportunity that if you feel uncomfortable speaking to the media or being recorded by the media, somehow we need to know that because we don't want to make folks feel uncomfortable. And so if you will let somebody at that table or let me know somehow, but Rima is with WUNC Radio.
Yes.
And Ryan is with the News and Observer in Raleigh. So I just wanted to make sure that you're aware of who they are, and if you've got concerns, to let me know. So that's the other logistic thing. Okay, the task at hand. 30 people from this community came together in March to figure out how we can better make sure that the Muslims in this community feel part of this community and feel connected, and as the mayor said, feel safe. We don't have all those answers, and so one of the things that we felt would be helpful is to have a community dinner and to hear from you. What is it? So asking you three questions at your table. There's paper there. If you need pens and whatnot, let us know. But we'd like to kind of get some information on three things. What is this community, this Chapel Hill community, doing to help you feel welcome, engaged, included, safe, that this is your community? So what are we doing well? What could we improve to make this a community that you feel is your community? And thirdly is, where do we go from here? So if we can answer those three questions, and they're on that piece of paper on your table, and if we can have you engage in that, while you're doing that, feel free to use the bathrooms, feel free to come and get more food. There is a lot of food up here. So please continue your conversations, and hopefully we can get some information on that. So thank you.